Sheila Fogarty on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I'll get back to your calls in a moment on the criminal justice system and particularly anonymity within it. Parole boards making decisions to release people, people out on life licence with anonymity. Does that feel like justice being served to you? 0345 6060 973, the number to call. First, though, I want to talk about an event. About an event that's being staged by Stop So, an organisation we've spoken to a couple of times this week, and it's timely given the conversation we're having, particularly about Nick and the killer of James Bulger, John Venables. The specialist treatment organisation for the prevention of sexual offending aims to solve the problem, or at least alleviate the affliction, really, more than problem, of child sexual abuse in this country by doing more work on intervening and prevention work. They have planted 1,183 sort of little mini windmills, little child, children's windmills on the banks of the Thames today, to make the point that that is, broadly speaking, the number of children sexually abused every single day of the year in this country. They want to highlight that fact and talk about prevention. Juliet Grayson is chair and co-founder of Stop So and joins me now. Good afternoon to you, Juliet.
Hi.
These two cases are highlighting the issue, in a sense, on the right day for you, but there's no such thing as the right day, is there, for child abuse? It happens every day, and it is an appalling affliction.
It happens every day. I mean, I just think that's such an extraordinary number, 1,183 children per day, and that's according to government figures, are going to be sexually abused every day of the year, year in, year out. I mean, it's just appalling. And what we do is go upstream and work with the offenders or people who are worried that they might commit an offence. And 80% of those people can afford to pay for their own therapy, and that's great. And we have therapists all across the UK to help them. But 20% of those people cannot afford to pay for their therapy. And we need help to be able to offer these people who are asking for help to stop, we need to be able to fund that. And we're asking the government to help us with this, so that next year we plant less of these plastic, these toy windmills on the edge of the Thames.
How much research is going on, not just in the UK but in the world, into the reasons for this behaviour? Is it neuroscientific? Is it just deviant? Is it criminal? We know it's criminal in law, but I mean, do we know why this strange compulsion and attraction exists?
Well, the thing is, there's no simplistic answer. So I think, in terms of the clients who I see, I've noticed a number of different causes. So one group of people seem to be born that way, and there's research, there's neuroscientific research that proves that it happens in the fourth and fifth month of pregnancy for some people. So just as I was born heterosexual, some people are born homosexual, some people are born with an attraction to children. So that's one group. But then there's another group of people who are men who are used to looking at legal pornography. And as they age, they find it harder and harder to get aroused. And they might start escalating their porn use and looking at more images, different kinds of images, to try and get themselves going. And with those group of people, if I help them to get their sex drive back in pro-social ways, they don't have to look at child abuse images in order to do it. Then there's another...
But we've spoken before about this, Juliet. Is that possible? Is that possible?
Yeah. For that group of people, it is.
Why?
Certainly.
Why that group, and not for homosexuals and not for heterosexuals? You know, you don't change my sexuality.
When you say, is that possible? If for the group of people who are trying to get more aroused because as they age, their testosterone levels have dropped, and they're having more difficulty getting aroused, for that group of people, then giving them extra testosterone or various different psychosexual interventions can help. For the people who are born that way, no, there's nothing that can be done. But there's another group of people who are probably, if you think of it as a continuum, at one end we have people who are attracted to adults, at the other end we have people who are attracted to children. At the end, towards the people attracted to children, it seems that there are people who, if they have a traumatic event, often around the age of 8 or 9, which is when the sexual template seems to come online, then they can start to become more attracted to children. And through therapy, if I help them to heal that trauma, their attraction reverts back to adults. And those people also can definitely be helped.
Tell me, if you can, about this thing called the Jazz Guide, which was found on John Venable's computer. This is a manual that aids paedophiles, guides paedophiles into what to do, and points towards an intention for contact abuse, not just viewing abuse. What is this thing?
To be honest, I've never heard of it.
You never heard of it? So oh, I hadn't until today. It's something that John Venables had, and it was mentioned extensively in court. And because and he himself, Venables himself, has talked about, you know, in the course of this particular case, about the urges that he has and about the fact that he prefers this kind of satisfaction to sex with an adult. And, you know, it's fundamental to who he is. All the reports say he is an ongoing and persistent danger to children, and all we can do is 3 years in jail. I know your line of work isn't about jail. It's about stopping people from ever getting to jail in the first place because of stopping them offending. But we've got this horrible imbalance, haven't we, in this situation?
Yeah, it's very difficult for people who aren't motivated not to act. Then it's really difficult because, again, I've got people who I know who have paedophilic tendencies. In other words, they're attracted to children, who have voluntarily put themselves onto medication. But you can only, and that works for them, it has lots of side effects, so it's not a great solution, but they would prefer that to reduce and remove their sex drive than to have a sex drive to something that's inappropriate.
Okay, Juliet, I'm going to leave it there if I may. Thank you very much indeed. Juliet Grayson, Chair and co-founder of Stop So.